If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not use those cash back rewards credit cards. We'll tell you why. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
Longtime real estate investors. This is the show where we teach you to build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. We've done it through buy and hold real estate. We started Morris Invest, which is our investing company, and we help thousands of people do that as well. So today's show, we want to talk about those business credit cards. So there's a new report out from creditcards.com, right?
Right. That's the first thing I've said since we got started, except Natalie Morris.
Thank you for your contribution
to
the show.
Chuck. You're welcome.
So she handles a lot of the credit card back end for us in our business, but this new report was actually pretty surprising. Maybe not so surprising. And let's put it up on the screen here if you're watching the video version of this. This is what the report had to say.
So it talked about the different types of credit cards that people prefer, and by a landslide, it's cash back rewards. Obviously, that sounds like something that's awesome. You're going to spend money. You're going to get cash back. The main point we want to make about this, and we want to make it right off the top so you don't have to keep listening, although why wouldn't you,
right,
is that when you get a cash back rewards, you are then taxed on that cash at the end of the year. You're not just given some cash and then like, oh, the government doesn't track it, right? This is something the credit card is given to you, and you will get a tax statement on it at the end of the year. You're required to report on it and pay your current tax rate worth of taxes on that. It's basically, it's not a gift. It's just... it's money you get. It's not tax-free money.
No, I think people think that it's like free money from these credit card companies.
It's not,
like,
right.
I'm buying all these things, and wow, I'm getting 6%. I mean, what is a normal cash back reward? Like 6%? 5%?
Yeah, that's pretty high. 5% is really good. That's what we get from Amazon. I will say Amazon's the only card we use rewards points for, and it's because we get them as either an Amazon credit, or you can get 5% cash back because it's at Whole Foods and Amazon, which are brands I like.
Right. So let's take a look at this report again, because I think it's interesting about how many people are just lured by this cash back portion of it. So at the top is 49% of people want the cash back rewards. Gas, retail, 29%. I even thought that one would have been higher. Airline, hotel, only 20%. General travel is 19%. And then business is 18%. So general travel, 19%. So I think what we wanted to talk about on today's show is how to use, you know, your financial intelligence here, right? How, if we teach you on this show how to run things as a business. So we're not going to go into that today on this episode, but we want to talk about the way in which maybe we use a business credit card and not use the cash back rewards points, but instead use the travel rewards.
But that's our value. We like to travel with our children. I think because I'm afraid to stay at home with my three kids.
Well, it's terrifying.
Yes.
If you have three kids, I mean, get them out of the house.
We like to have something to do with our kids so they don't make me bonkers. And so what we decide to do is use the points that we're getting on our business card or on our personal card. We're very distinct about which one we're using for which situation. And then we use those for travel, which then is, how is the government going to tax a rewards point in travel? There's no real way yet for them to do it. And so that's not done. But you have to, I think what a good thing to do would be sit down together, go through a month or two of your purchasing habits and say, oh, we spend a lot on gas because maybe we commute out of town, or we spend a lot on groceries. Maybe you're like a paleo family, so you spend a lot of money on meat, right? So your grocery bill's higher than most people. Or maybe, I don't know, what are some of the things that, maybe you shop at Costco a lot. My sister is guilty of that. She loves shopping at Costco. And so you say, okay, where are our highest expenses? Can we use a credit card that then mitigates the expense of that thing, right? So if you don't want travel, fine. That's no big deal, right? Some people are phobic about travel. I have no judgment about that. But what you need to do is figure out, can I use a card that gets me more of those things that I'm not taxed on? So for instance, if you get a Costco credit card, you can get cash back or you can get store credit. So then you get free round of groceries at Costco. That could last you a month, right? A full month of free groceries. Hello. Say you're commuting, right? You get high gas bills. So then get one of those gas station credit cards and you get a free fill up every month. That's going to change your expenses a lot.
I want to tell you about our show sponsor today, our friends over at Woven. Look, we need calendars that work for our busy schedules. You know, you have Zoom calls all day, you've got important meetings that you need to take advantage of, and Woven is exactly that. It's links that work with your calendar to help you find the right time to meet without all of the back and forth. It brings all of your calendars in one place and powers them up with some awesome scheduling tools. I just love how this works. It syncs all of your calendars in one place, including your Google, your G Suite, your Microsoft 365 account, so you can see them all of your time right there in one dashboard, both professional and personal calendars, all right there. Woven builds scheduling links directly into your calendar so you can use both one-off scheduling links and published scheduling links. You can even create group polls if you need to find the best time. Like, hey, 10 of you, what's the best time? How about Tuesday at 1, Wednesday at 6, Thursday at 5, and everyone votes on it and picks it. And then we all choose based on the poll, right? That's a fantastic way to do it instead of going back and forth and back and forth over email. You can quickly time block your week using Woven smart templates so you can plan out your perfect week. Woven has also built-in analytics so you can easily calculate where you spend your time so you can make time for what matters most. I've started doing time blocking as a way of scheduling my week. You know, like on Monday, I'm going to shoot this video every Monday at this time, et cetera, et cetera. It's a perfect way to work with Woven. So check it out today. And I want to tell you how you can try it for free for 21 days for free. Go check it out right now. Go to morrisinvest.com/woven. morrisinvest.com/woven. Again, morrisinvest.com/woven. We thank them for their support. Go check it out.
The point of this episode is that so many people are just opting for the credit card company to mail them a check. Mm-hmm. It arrives in the mail. You then have to take that cash, put it in your bank account, and then you're taxed on that. So
at a minimum, let's say 20%, right? If it's a business expense, pass-through entities are taxed, the lowest amount is 20%. But most people are averaging around 30% tax rate. So if you get a $100 check from your credit card company, that's really only worth $70 to you, right? So is it worth it to you to get that cash back? Maybe it is. Maybe you need the $70 to get something that you couldn't otherwise get a reward for. Like, right. What?
I don't know. But I mean, yeah. So if you need that cash and you're willing to pay that tax, okay. But think about those expenses. You know, look through your monthly statements and see, okay, God, we spent a ton on gasoline. So maybe it makes sense then, instead of taking that $70, to take it as a discount on your gasoline.
Or a free fill-up. A lot of them have free fill-ups. You just got to, you know, here's my favorite expression again. You got to pound the pavement and see what's best for you. You can go to NerdWallet. You can go to Bankrate. Figure out which kind of card you like. What is your value? What kind of things do you want? You know, if you ever take a trip to Disney, you see all kinds of people paying with those Mickey Mouse credit cards, right? Because these people are Disney people. and they want to go to Disney and they spend every single dollar in their life towards getting back to Disney, right? That's how you use your credit card according to your value system. That's the main point here.
So what do we do with ours? Well, we like to buy real estate, right? That's what we try to teach you on this channel. And so one of the ways in which we use our business credit cards is, I mean, as a business. So when we have our Capital One Spark card or the other ones that we use, when we go out to a lunch where it's a business lunch, in fact, when we're done with today's episode, we are actually going to go and have a business lunch and sit down and go through a bunch of things with our company. That credit card will come out and we will pay for that lunch. Those will give us points. We also use that credit card in order to buy real estate. So we've bought properties using our credit cards. And we have a link below to the company that we use to get money out of those cards, Plastic. We have a great rate with them. So you actually save a boatload of money if you use our link below. But we also pay contractors. Mm-hmm. So we just finished a new construction property. We did a lot of the renovations and updates, and we paid through our credit card and got points. And then we're able to travel multiple times a year. So you just got to think about it. Do you ever travel? Do you take a week's vacation, 2 week vacation with your family every year? That's an opportunity for you to have your entire hotel paid for, your flights paid for,
your rental car. Yep. Yeah. So that's Plastic with a Q. We have other videos on how to organize your receipts. Make sure you also see one of our more recent videos about an audit to make sure that you're not then misusing your business expenses. We try really hard not to do that, but there's always lessons to be learned. But yes, if you are prudent and organized, you can use your rewards and your credit cards to your advantage as a person.
So go ahead and hit subscribe if you're not already a subscriber to this channel. We publish videos multiple times per week to help you build financial intelligence. And also check out this other video that we just did on how to pay your credit cards using tax-free dollars. It'll blow your mind. Check out that video. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Bye.